like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brooke.
And this is It's Movie Time. You and I went to a movie yesterday.
We did.
And I didn't get any vibes from you about that movie. It's called Sparkle, and it's a musical. And since you and I both like musicals, hey, listen to Ethel at the beginning and end of our show. We both love it.
We love music.
All right, so I'm not getting, you know, I'm going to ask you, what was your reaction to
this? Well, John, I must tell you, Sparkle should have been named Dull or Flat. So, of course, this is the movie starring Whitney Houston.
Yes.
It is her last movie. She was shooting this before her death.
Yes. So she's also an executive producer.
Right. And this is a movie she'd been trying to make for a long time.
Yes.
It's a remake. So I think, you know, the anticipation, of course, everyone who was at the theater was really there to see Whitney.
And they're hoping it was a revival of her acting career.
Right.
And here's the first sentence of my written review online. This year's most tedious musical, the new Sparkle, has hit the late summer screens with a whimper, and that includes all the respect I can give.
The movie is disjointed. One of the telltale signs a movie isn't working is when you're like, what, an hour and a half into the film and you cannot remember for the life of you the names of the characters. The other stars, I guess, if you could call them that, of the movie, the biggest one is Jordan Sparks.
Well, she's the titular role, but somehow they got confused as to who should be the star.
Right, because she doesn't have that je ne sais quoi. She has no X factor. She has no sparkle. It was dull. There was nothing about this film that makes you want to watch it, besides the fact of kind of the whole voyeuristic part of watching the late Whitney Houston.
Sparks could have been much better, and she would have gotten a better review from her if they had used her as the lead, as she should have been. She played the reclusive, the introverted, brilliant songwriter who we know what they're aiming for. We know what they're going to load in on the end of that show. And that's for the problem for me. I think at the end of that movie, she actually showed the talent that she is. But that was the last 20 minutes. This is 1960s. Martin Luther King is still alive.
Something that could have actually really shaped this movie is the time, the era. The only thing that we see of that is the fabulous makeup, by the way.
Yes.
I couldn't stop looking at all those ladies' eyebrows. And when you see the movie, if you do, you'll know what I mean. And the clothing, but just, it just, eh.
Well, besides the struggle of the three ladies, when you have the one very sexy lead that all the superficial males are attracted to, and then you see these other two talented girls, one going to med school and the other, Sparks, who is the writer. When you see them, and the film is emphasizing the sexuality of the central figure in that trio. Then you get all the cliches, including Derek Luke,
yes,
a handsome young man, as and a fine actor, as the manager doing the cliched stuff of of exploiting them in his own little sweet way, and of trying and coming out, going out, coming back, and doing all the things, all the problems that a weak manager would have with him.
You know, I think the big problem with this movie, and there are a lot, but I will say the biggest problem to me was the fact that there really was no story. Things just happened. There was no motivation for anything happening. It's like, oh, wait, the movie's running an hour, 45 minutes, so now we need to close it up. Okay, let's tie everything in a quick bow and not explain anything. There was no character development.
Oh, yeah, well, come on. But you don't need it when you've got a cliched formula like this. When Mike Epps comes in as Satin.
Oh, right.
As the smooth comedian who's going to scoop up the one lady. And, you know, it's what happens to him is just, again, a cliche. So I agree with you. There's no need for characterization when you're going to be that surface.
Okay, so, but at least in a movie like this, you expect the music to just knock your socks off.
She gets her set piece singing a gospel song. And yes, okay, there's Whitney. But that's it. Beyond that, she is just a most unlikable role. And not that you can't have an unlikable mother, but it was also, again, off-center. They had this lovely home, a successful family, and she's beaten on these girls so bad it didn't make sense.
Right.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Double Barrel will be presented Sundays at 1:30 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brooke. Listen to the shows and read reviews at wcbe.org.
Let's go on with the show.